Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So this is going to play into your wheelhouse.
Oh,
but I'm having, a bit of a situation today. I have to leave right after the show, and I have a tight schedule. And I have a couple stops I have to make. And I made the one mistake you can't make if you drive an EV. Did not plug it in.
Oh, so you can't go to the gas station and instantly have
maximum range? This is why I didn't want to do this, because this is what he's going to do. No, it had been a couple days. I hadn't plugged in. It was like, I know I need to. And I didn't. And I got in the car today, didn't have time to charge, started doing the mental math in my head. And I could make the two stops I need to make. But I'm going to be flirting with running out of fuel. And it's not like when your car runs out of gas where someone could just get you a little top off and get you home. Mm-hmm. I would imagine it's never happened to me. If your EV runs out, you have to get towed, right? What other solution is there?
Can't they just, I've got some AAA batteries in the car.
No, that's not
how that
works.
Can't you just swap out the AAA batteries? You flip the car
you
over.
You need a screwdriver for
you
that.
You need a screwdriver. Mm-hmm. You take off. You take those AAAs out, you put some new ones in, and you're off and running.
No, when I was doing the math pre-show, and I'm like, it's 18 miles here, and then it's another 20 miles here, and I've got about 50, but it's
not
exact.
Gosh, I hope you don't run into traffic. And today, it's not going to be hot as it was yesterday. I imagine if you turn the AC on, it drains it a little bit more.
I drove in using none of the features in the car because, yes, that also drains your stuff.
Yeah, turn the light. I wondered why somebody was pulling in with no lights on.
Have you looked for charging stations so you can make it to where you need
stop
to go?
Stop one, yes.
But then afterward, maybe you can find a charging station before you go home.
So here's the issue with EVs. If you go to the...
One of them.
And I like the EV, but this is an issue that I have run into. If you go to the fast chargers, you can fill it up like a gas station. It takes a little longer, but it'll get you where you need to go. 15, 20 minutes, you're fine. If you go...
Not quite like a gas station. I don't sit around for 15 minutes at a gas station.
I said it's much better than the alternative, which is the base level charger that you see at a lot of these like parking garages or the ones that got installed years ago. It's like a mile every 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So you'd have to, it's good if you're going to park at your job and it's going to sit there for 8 hours and then you drive home, but it's not realistically an option for people. Mm. It's not at all something you could just, hey, I'll take a half hour, an hour while I'm here, and then I'll be juiced up and ready to go. Most chargers don't get the job done unless you can park it there for half a day.
Maybe you should just call an Uber.
I did consider that as well.
Somebody who's got some gas.
I did think of that. I could Uber to the stop, but then I'm eventually going to have to Uber
back
either
here.
Home
back here.
Or back here. So then I go, I should have taken our other car into work today, but my brain cells aren't working at 4 in the morning. So I know I need to wake up my wife to at least keep that as an option where she could drive here and we could do a key swap before the end of the show. The alarm went off because that was my reminder.
Your wife can run out of charge before she gets home, and then it's her problem.
There's enough to get home. There's not enough to run the two or three errands I have to make.
As long as she doesn't run into traffic and there's no construction.
Because there's not a big accident.
There's not a direct route to get home from here.
There's enough to get home. That's not the issue.
Highway is closed.
You're going to do a swap in the parking lot?
Okay.
Yes. Oh. So, I mean, it's, it used to be just on the cruise. Now it's in the parking lot.
Now, I think it was Greg that suggested, maybe it was Tom that suggested seeing if there is a charging station nearby, like that you could go to on a commercial break, like across the street, drop it off, run back here.
And then took a couple hours.
Did you look for that?
I did. There wasn't one.
No. Oh, I wish there was, because I want the video of him running back.
Hustling. We got five minutes between segments.
Uh-huh. Yes. Getting back here all out of breath just because he had to plug in his car.
I think I'm in better shape than you give me credit for.
Oh, I if you...
What are you going to say?
I'm not saying that you're not in peak condition.
Oh, I didn't go that far.
I'm just saying that if you are, because I've been in this position before where you got to grab something out of the truck or something like that, and then you got to get back. Even if you're running just through the building, you sit down, you're going to be a little bit out of breath.
Of course.
Which would be hilarious.
I don't even want to read these tickets. The first thing I looked down at.
I mean, so maybe it's just, let's go back to the future.
Yeah.
Like they made the flux capacitor.
Yeah.
And then it was being able to put trash in. Is there, do you have that option where you could just put
like
a little trash
that
in
way?
Yeah.
No, it's not like a recycled.
No. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Well, you said back to the future. I thought we were going to get the wire across the road and the hook on the back and get a lightning
storms
strike.
Are anticipated for this evening. So if you Uber and then you time it right, you could hit the lightning strike at just the right minute.
At exactly 10:04.
Yes.
1.21 gigawatts.
I'm Doc Brown now.
Uh-huh.
I looked out at the ticket text and I see this. It says, how could you be such an idiot and not plug it in every night?
I kind of thought that's what you do. Like every time you get home, you pull into the garage and you just plug it in.
For the most part.
It's not a habit now.
I've never run out. I've never really even had it as low as it is today. And now I have other errands to do right after the show. Tight schedule. And my options are Uber, which ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah, walk. Run out. I mean, that's always an option.
I'm not going to be able to walk where I need to go. Run out of lightning. Electricity.
Yes.
Sure.
And have to be towed. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Or risk just, it and go on the equivalent of EV fumes where I need to go.
You know what?
Or I swap cars.
I've got
which
a
requires
little,
waking your wife up, making her drive out here.
All the way
I've got the perfect solution.
You do?
Yeah. I do. I might have two.
Okay.
One, you probably won't be much help in this. I'll just do it myself. We could just throw it in the back of the truck and then I could drop you off wherever you need to go. I got a little extra time after the show today.
Carpool.
Yes. I mean, you don't need a big tow truck. We just throw it in the back of the truck.
What is your
okay,
other
so
more
the
practical
other one, now,
solution?
This one is, this is me coming from just trying to problem solve. And I don't know the answer to this. I'm sure you do. And it's probably not this easy. It's not a jump start because it'll start, it'll go.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a path where you could treat it like a jump start? So you just pull up next to my truck. I've got jumper cables and I keep my truck running and I hook my truck up to your batteries. You can't charge it that way?
No,
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, I'm just...
We have some creative solutions on
the
ticket
text. I do have an electrical outlet in the back of my truck. So if you have your charging cord with you, we could plug it into the back of that
and I
just
could drive
plug it. It's not going to be a fast charger, but you might get, you know, one more mile out of it.
Because again, I'm going to be shooting the gap. It's going to be pretty tight today. I didn't charge the last two nights. It's a gym issue more than it is an EV issue. This is the first time it's ever come up. Although people are using it as a great opportunity to dump on buying EVs. It's a gym issue more than anything else.
All right.
I have done this to myself where I have to leave the show and I have to make a couple stops. And if I've done the math right, I've got like 5 to 10 miles of wiggle room, which I should be okay. But unlike a gas car, if it dies, you don't just go to the gas station and top it off. I probably have to get it towed. I don't want to deal with any of that headache.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So I have two texts. I have one from a ticket text. I have a personal one.
Yes.
The personal one may obtain or may contain some offensive language. Are you okay?
We have the dump button ready.
Offensive language.
Sure.
I don't want to hurt your feelings.
John, I'm a big boy. I can handle it.
All right. Tell the dummy to go to Southfield Chrysler to plug in for a few. They have chargers there, which is just over there.
Again, I have to leave right after the show.
Okay.
I don't have
So time. It's too far to walk back from there. Now, here's one, and I believe this comes from Coach Leary. And I've mentioned before, he is the one that dropped off the tortilla chips. He dropped off the punch keys. Everyone should have a Coach Leary in their life.
Yeah, we all need one.
And, but this is unnamed, but I do know he works over here. I think you guys work across the street from Vionier Magna. I work there, and they absolutely have charging stations. Make him do the walk of shame.
You should. I mean, it's right across the street. It's right there.
Yeah.
I said this before the show. I suggested it. No. Millennial doesn't want help.
I looked up. Okay.
I could do it myself. Yeah. Well, where's that light bulb?
What about calling 911? You got an ambulance? You know how they resuscitate people, the portable things?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I thought charging my, you know, from my truck, but you could always do the, I mean, we have probably one of those heart jump things here, right? We could just hook it up to your car.
Some creative solutions on the ticket text. Go to Home Depot and rent a truck for $20. One of those pickup trucks.
I don't know, but you might start to feel manly.
Someone also said you can go get a U-Haul for $20. So now I'm driving around in an empty U-Haul.
I know where you have to go. And I actually, if that happened, I would follow you just to watch you pull in and park.
To watch me make multiple stops in a U-Haul, the places I have to go.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
The other one says Stoney's probably free. He could drive you around today.
Or he could come and then you could drive while he's
car.
In the, yeah, that way you
That'd
actually
be better.
Get there.
Okay.
Oh, just put the sticker from Tom's car onto Stoney's and then you're good.
Oh, the I suck at driving sticker.
Yeah. Then you'd be fine.
Stoney's got a sticker.
Cookies, you're giving me anxiety. Why did you do this to yourself? Says you could have plugged it in at 4 a.m. Yeah, if I was going to cut it close to making it into work today, I could have tried to do like a last minute top off.
Yeah, but then we still would have had the topic of why is Jim late? I mean, a little, maybe you're charging your station. Maybe there's a little morning delight.
Cookies, your phone battery is probably always at 20%.
39. This has been established in the cookie jar.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to charge your car on your air quotes camping trip? Costa, this is the most pathetic thing I've ever heard. Nate the plumber. In addition to a bunch of shots at EVs. It's 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.